Equatorial Guinea opposition leader Severo Moto was arrested late Monday near Madrid on charges of trafficking war weapons to Equatorial Guinea. The exiled politician has lived in Spain since 1982, where he heads the Party for Progress for Equatorial Guinea and attempts to thwart what he calls the dictatorial regime of current president Teodoro Obiang Nguema. Legislative elections are set for early May in the West African country. Moto says the elections will be unfair because Mr. Obiang forbids opposition.
The Progress Party cannot go to the election because it's forbidden in Equatorial Guinea now. It's impossible to organize the opposition.
Equatorial Guinea sentenced Moto to 62 years in prison for his alleged role in a failed coup against Mr. Obiang in 2004. The West African government says Mark Thatcher, the son of former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, helped fund the overthrow attempt on behalf of Moto. Accused mastermind and British mercenary Simon Mann was also arrested in Zimbabwe earlier this year for his supposed role in the plot. Mann's lawyers say he's being held illegally in a jail in Equatorial Guinea. Moto says this illegal detention is one example of how Mr. Obiang is an oppressive leader.
In Equatorial Guinea, in this moment, there are too many important situations. People, military, killing between them, and the situation of Simon Mann in the jail. And too many people are now persecuted by Obiang. This is not the best way to go to the elections.
Berlin-based Transparency International ranks Equatorial Guinea in the top 10 of the most corrupt states. Moto says Western governments interested in the country's oil reserves must intervene on behalf of the humanitarian rights of the country's citizens.
They are three countries, Spain, France, and America, because the main people who are interested in the economic situation of Equatorial Guinea, they have to open his heart and see what's happening in Equatorial Guinea.
Though Equatorial Guinea is sub-Saharan Africa's third largest oil producer, much of the country's population lives in poverty. Ricky Schreihock for VOA News, Dakar.